This is the Raven of the Blues with Beth Hart. Hi, Dave.
And sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. And I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, hey. I just want to tell y'all, I said it, y'all.
recorded as if live off the floor, taken from the album which came out last year, Don't Explain. There you heard Beth Hart giving a name check to the programme as well at the beginning, and Something's Got a Hold on Me, together with, of course, with Joe Bonamassa. It's the Raven of the Blues. My name's Dave Raven. I hope you, wherever you are in the world, whether you're listening on FM or on Kansas City Online Radio, Radio Belgrade, or, of course, on a podcast, as on earbuds of your car stereo, whatever of your choice, welcome to the programme. I'm going to change the order around now, because I've got lots of ladies on the show tonight. Maggie Ross, Debbie Davies, Shah Baby, and also Joe Harmon, but I'm going to move the order. Bear with me a second. Let's click that to there and say, okay, let's move on now to a new album, not yet released, but coming out very, very soon. It's called Brother Sinner and the Whale. It comes from a favourite of the Blues Show of some 7 or 8 years since I first met Kelly Joe Phelps in the Borderline. He's been a guest here on quite a few occasions too. Anyway, his new album, due out in the late autumn. Here he is with Spit Me Out of the Whale. Guitarist, good vocalist too. Well, that's one of the few instrumental tracks on the album. The album due out quite soon. Brother Sinner and the Whale. There's Kelly Jo Phelps and Spit Me Out of the Whale. When I first saw Kelly Jo, which was at the Jazz Cafe about 10 years ago, we were upstairs. The Jazz Cafe is a great venue. If you want to be down close and personal, there's the downstairs floor next to the stage, but then there's this sort of balcony, this atrium goes all the way around it. And we sat upstairs to watch Kelly Jo. And as I was watching Kelly Jo do his first set, I was looking at all the people in the front row downstairs, and I was recognising about half of them, all guitarists. And when Kelly Jo came to do the interview the day after, and I said, those guitarists, they were all kind of well-known guitarists, weren't they? He said, yeah, he said, it does kind of happen. Very shy guy, lovely guy. I'd heard about 3 or 4 years ago that, in fact, he was giving up playing on his own, and he was within Corinne West for a little while, but I'm so pleased he's back. Anyway, that album, you'll be able to find out more about it when it comes out later in the autumn. Okay, here's something which, here's a lady I discovered, first of all, about a year and a half ago, with her Live at the Hideaway album, which I love to death, as you know, as I put Sweet Man Moses forward for the Kevin Thorpe Award. Her name is Jo Harmon, she's done a session here on the boat, and there's an EP coming out later on this year. Her momentum is, it's amazing, just watching this massive ball of momentum racing forward as she gets bigger and bigger and the venues get bigger and bigger. Here's a track from an album. It's a track that was recorded at a live gig in Brighton last year. Bearing in mind, Live at the Hideaway was an album basically where the musicians had come together with very few rehearsals, if any, really. By the time they did this one in Brighton, about 6 or 8 months later, they'd done the numbers a few more times, and it came out a little bit differently. So here she is, originally with a track from the album Live at the Hideaway, but recorded in Brighton last year. Jo Harmon and Through the Night.
Myself and you're around, but quiet and still.
What a band. Martin Johnson on drums, John McKenzie on bass, Dave Azal on lead guitar, Steve Watts, amazing keyboards there, on backing vocals, Victoria and Katrina, and right in front of the stage, the fabulous Joe Harmon, and there you heard a track which she wrote with Mike Davis, and that is called Through the Night. Let's stay with the ladies, stay in the UK, move from Brighton to the northeast. Maggie Ross, a lady who I've kind of spoken to through Facebook and all kinds of other ways too, but never actually met in the flesh. There was a hope we'd meet together in Mijas in the summer of this year at the Mijas Blues Festival. I wasn't going to be able to make it, and in the end Maggie couldn't either. As you probably, if you're a regular to the show, you will know that she hasn't been very well. But she posted on Facebook this week the most amazingly positive piece about how her illness is being kicked into touch, basically, the way to approach it. And I was so pleased. And also heard from a good friend of mine, Glenn Mansell. Those of you who are ex-BFBS people know Glenn. He called me today, and he's in fine form. Treatment's going well. He sounded great. And so for Glenn Mansell and for Maggie Ross, title track of her last album, Don't Mess With Me.
Treating me unkind, kept changing what you wanted from me. Didn't seem to know your mind. Don't mess with me, I gotta tell you, I just can't take being pushed around. Don't mess with me, boy, I don't let no
the album came out last year. I've played many tracks from it, but never that one, the title track. Maggie Rost and the band out of the northeast of England, and Don't Mess With Me. And it's such good news that Maggie's responding to treatment. So is Candy Kane responding to her treatment too. Glenn Mansell's doing well. And I'm sure almost all of us have somebody we know and love, family, friends, workmates, whatever, who are going through similar kind of crises. And my thoughts are going out to everybody who's going through a bad patch at the present time. Where to now? New album, still. Talking Guitar, it's called. I already played one track from it. I think it's great. On His Own, Annie Raines is in there somewhere, but she's not actually titled on the album. Paul Rochelle, I'm Gonna Jump and Shout.
When I get the blues, they walk right up to my front door. When I don't have to worry about the blues so many times before. When they say the blues is nothing, they say the blues is everything. When they say the blues is nothing, they say the blues is everything. When you're talking about the blues, you're talking about a doggone thing. Forget the day blues took me by my hand. When I can't forget the day blues took me by my hand. You know I was so young, I did not understand.
One of the first of the podcast blues shows, along with myself, was Bandana Blues with Beardo and Spinner. Beardo, Dames out of Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and also a Spinner out of Holland. And the other one was Tony Styler-Denison with the Roadhouse Blues. And he's been running, I guess, about the same length of time as I have as a podcast, basically. And he rates that album very highly, as do I. It's Paul Rochelle on His Own, although Annie Raines is in there on harmonica, as you heard. Just been released, Talking Guitar, and that's called I'm Gonna Jump and Shout. Staying with new release. This is Debbie Davis. Haven't played her for ages, since her last album, in fact. Her new one is called After the Fall. Here she is with our Double R Boogie. Rock and Roll Boogie? Double R. Yeah, let's call it Double R Boogie, shall we?
We'll be right back.
vocalist, good guitarist. No vocals on that one. Purely instrumental, as you heard. Debbie Davis, her new album, After the Fall. And there she is with Double R Boogie. And it's a fine, fine album. Staying with the new releases. This one came out, I think, officially towards the end of last year. In a sense, it was released in Los Angeles. They had the sort of the release party, all that kind of stuff. But it didn't actually get any further, I don't think. It was on Amazon in the States early January time. It didn't become available to anybody else outside of America until quite recently. His name is Ray Bailey, out of LA, born in the 1950s, and had to give up his music career in the 70s and 80s, but came back, oh, about 3 or 4 years ago, I guess, with his first album after many, many years. But 3 years later, there's a new one. It's called Cruisin' for a Bruisin', and here he is with a Get Out of Jail Free card.
If you become broke and you can't pay your debts, don't try and play bankruptcy unless you're an Enron exec. Ain't nothing for free, not even in the welfare line, 'cause they're gonna take up your whole day while they're making up their mind. I'm trying to tell you people, they sure play a poor man's heart. Don't you try and play no games unless you gotta get out of jail free card. If you father a child and you ain't got no cheese, don't you cry to the judge about a hiring freeze. He will take away your license and leave you walking and broke. You better find a job or just go on and grow. I'm trying to tell. Your life's grand. Don't you ever go broke, 'cause you won't like the plan. If you ain't got no money, it's a chore just to eat. If you wind up in prison, well, I hope you like me. I'm trying to tell you people, they sure color, is all about cash. If you don't have none, your whole life can get trash. I'm not trying to scare you, but I'd just like to say, if folk don't watch out, slavery'll get a brand new play. I'm trying to tell. They sure play a poor man's heart. Don't you try and play no games unless you gotta get out of jail free card. Oh yeah.
Great harp playing there, Ray Bailey. Cruise. Blues In for a Blues In is the album. Came out towards the end of last year in LA and parts of the States. It came out, as far as I'm concerned, in the summer of this year. And it's track called Get Out of Jail Free Card. Staying with the new releases, it's almost all new stuff this week. Rick Astley and the Nightcats, their new on Alligator Records, One Wrong Turn. Oh, we featured a couple of tracks from it. It's a great, great album. Here he is with Derspiration Perspiration.
Coming, there ain't a thing you can do to get loving. Just like preparing, gotta smell the sins I'm running. Left so hungry, you ain't getting nothing. Desperation, perspiration. You got it coming out your skin. The women never let you win this and lose. No car, you got no money, hunters don't know who you are. Eyes popping out your head, they know just what you're seeking. You think you pretty cool, brother man, you just a weak in desperation. Perspiration, you got it coming out your skin. The women never let you in this thing. And get you some cologne, cause boy, you really stink in desperation. Perspiration. You got it coming out your skin. Women never let you in the saloon.
Kestrin and the Nightcats, Desperation Perspiration, Raven and the Blues. Olympics started this week here in the UK. I'm kind of a bar humbug in the sense, because I just saw how much it was costing. I saw the changes to East London, which aren't all for the best. I mean, after the whole Olympics is over, it's going to be difficult to see exactly how this legacy is going to be maintained. But having said all of that, I was coming back from France on Thursday of this week, and the ferry was full of people coming to the Olympics, all nationalities, and it was they were all sort of heading off to London for the Olympics, and you couldn't help but be involved in getting excited by them. And then Friday morning, the torch started on Friday morning, its daily route, the last day of its run around the UK, from Bushey Park, literally a couple of hundred yards from where I live. And it went through Bushey Park, then onto the Thames at Hampton Court Palace, again near where I live, and then down the Thames to the stadium at Stratford, where it lit the torch in the evening. And so the Olympics, sort of, it's all kind of big stuff, and you can't help but being wrapped up in more than a little bit. But we're trapped in the house this next couple of days. There's a cycling race going on past our house and the boat here on the Thames. So if you're watching the Olympics and the cycle race over the weekend, weekend. That's the 28th and 29th of July. And you see an island of houseboats. That's where we live. We were trapped there. We couldn't get off. Okay, here's an album which is strange. It's just been released. I've just found it anyway. Although it came out some 6 years ago on Tomato Records, which is a record label which specialises in reissues. It comes from Mike Bloomfield. Now, Mike was a guitarist, a young, growing up in North Side of Chicago, but went to the South Side and discovered the blues. A white guy, white Jewish guy. And he was so influential in so many of the recordings from Bob Dylan all the way through to Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Mike Bloomfield was very, very important. He died in 1981, I guess. Yeah, just over 30 years ago. This album, Wee Wee Hours, is odd because, well, here it is. Here's a track from the album, which no idea when it was recorded at all. I've researched for probably about an hour trying to find out. I've gone through all of his discography stuff. I just can't see it anywhere. But Mike Bloomfield, Wee Wee Hours, the album, issued in 2006, but obviously from way, way back, Walking the Floor.
Walking the floor over you. Walking the floor.
So there we are, Mike Bloomfield. My first thought was, could it be a different Mike, Mike Bloomfield, you know, a piano player? But no, I'm certain way back, you know how your memory starts to fail you as you get older. I'm certain way back I remembered that Mike Bloomfield's parents wanted him to play piano, and he didn't in the end. But he learned piano, but then quickly moved on to guitar, and of course became the famous guitar player that we know about. But as to anything else about that, now I know that Rob Jarvis in Spain, who is awfully good at these things, will probably spend some time and come and tell me. If you know where that originates, because it sounds obviously it's Mike Bloomfield, if it is the same Mike Bloomfield, doing some old blues standards on a piano, and I would guess about the 1960s somewhere, but no other ideas about that. If you can find out, I'd love to know. I really would love to know, and I can share it with everybody else. dave@raven.dj, simple as that. But it's called Wee Wee Hours, released a couple of years ago, back in 2006, and available now on the various download sites. Mike Bloomfield, Walking the Floor Over You.
Surprise you tonight. When I got home, baby, something wasn't right. I opened the door, I could not believe my eyes. You're another woman, I'm losing my mind. And now you're busted. Busted, baby, big time. Caught in the act. Why you do me like that? You're busted. Only man I ever trusted. And now you're busted. Come on, Tim, let's show 'em how we busted, baby. Oh! No rumors flying around. It's not in my plan to be talk of the town. I'ma tell you why. Only man I ever trusted. And now you're busted. Busted, baby, big time. Caught in the act. Why you do me like that? You're busted. Only man I ever trusted. And now you're busted. Oh, you're busted, honey. You're busted big time. Busted. Only man I ever trusted, and now you're busted.
Checking back at the playlist, haven't played her for years and years and years. Her new album, which came out last year, just got hold of it now. It's called Char Baby's 11 O'Clock Blues. That is Char Baby, and a track from the album called Busted. Okay, staying with new releases, Vicksburg Blues, about to be released in about a week's time, towards the end of August, roughly. It's Pat Donahue and Butch Thompson, and here they are with Kansas City Man Blues. Thank you. Pat Donahue, Butch Thompson together. The album Vicksburg Blues coming out in August. And there you heard Kansas City Man Blues on Kansas City Online Radio. Good stuff indeed. Okay, that's almost it for the programme this week. Let's finish with something a little bit different. It's a brand new album from Tim Hain and Alan Glenn. It's called the Glenn Hain Gold Reserve. And there's some lots of current stuff in there too. But before we finish with it, I know this programme, because on Kansas City Online Radio, of course, it's going to be going out on Sunday, and therefore there's still time. And as a podcast, though, I know that people download the show years and years, or even months and months, or download it and then listen to it shortly afterwards. But this is the final week, really, of the Blues Awards here in the UK. The voting ends on the 30th of July. And so if you're listening to it before the 30th, especially if you're from North Dakota, because, as I mentioned last week, there are votes from every American state in the British Blues Awards, which is great, apart from North Dakota. So if you're listening in North Dakota, please vote. You'll find the voting link on the Raven and the Blues page at raven.dj. Scroll down, click on that link, and then you can vote in the awards. I'd be honest, grateful for your vote in the independent broadcaster as well. There are six of us in there, all great DJs, but I'd appreciate your vote. Also, email address dave@raven.dj. And I think that's almost everything. Summer is here in the UK. Olympics is here too. Wherever you are in the world, I hope the sun is shining upon you. Life is good for you. Let's finish with Tim Hain here in the UK and Alan Glenn. Alan plays a mean harmonica. Tim has sort of a mixture of blues and reggae together, which is great stuff. And here he is with Going to Jamaica, which you'll recognise. Oh, sorry, I haven't said goodbye, have I? Have a good week. Talk to you next week.
This tune, it used to be called I'm Going to Kansas City. But you don't want to go to Kansas City, not when you could go to Jamaica. I guess there's a lot of people here who'd like to go to Jamaica right now. Am I right? I thought so.
Going to Jamaica, Jamaica, here I come. Going to Jamaica, yeah, Jamaica, here I come. They got some fine, fine women there. You know I want to find the one. Take a train, yeah, I might just build a plane. I might ride my own goal. I'm gonna get to Jamaica just the same. Going to Jamaica, going to Jamaica, cause I'm sick of the bloody English weather. I wanna be lying on a beach, soaking up the sun. Don't you wish you were lying on a beach in Jamaica? Miles away from England, with my Jamaican woman and my bottle of Jamaica rum. Yes, I'm a rhythm section. Going to Jamaica. Jamaica, a tourist guide is gonna say to you, just stay in the tourist compound, don't go wandering around, it's dangerous, I say, forget all that crap. Yeah, just head on down to the beach and find yourself a nice friendly Rastaman who's building a big spliff and putting some Bob Marley on the stereo, and it goes like this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Said, are you ready?
Yeah.
Look lively. Mm-hmm. That's right. Let me introduce to you this little jam side up crew. Gonna be sweating for you, and for you, and you, and you. That's right. Alan on harmonica, Tim on the lead guitar. Yes, yes. Prince on the drum. Look like Cloud Alive on the bass, and Paul on the keys. So please, come on the dance floor, wind up your waist. Rock to the rhythm of the drum and the bass. Yes, yes. No, this is a family man. You know, family. Big him up. Farms from the waves. Come on, everybody. Nice on the place. Put a smile on your face. Yeah. No, I might just take a train. You know, I might just build a plane. Might grind my old gold. I'm gonna get to Jamaica just the same. Going to Jamaica. Going to Jamaica, cause I'm sick, sick, sick of the bloody English weather. Yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to use your imagination. We
just lying on the beach and the waves are rolling in and the sun's shining. Pina colada, woman, everything. It sounds like this. And then the ganja licked me. But you know what? When the ganja wore off, I realized I was only dreaming. I wasn't in Jamaica at all. I was just stuck here in England.
Stuck here in England.
Stuck here in England. Like give me the blue. Sound like this. Yes. Jamaica, soaking up the sunset with my Jamaica woman and my big fat Jamaican cigarette. Pass the champagne,
pass it over.